Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now.
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Lincoln car, is that new?
Oh, you're not fitting your car in there.
Cultural change is hard.
How about Dorchester?
Packed it. Foxborough. Packed it.
The Garden?
Packed it.
Saugus?
Packed it.
Swampscott?
Yeah.
Revere?
The Harbor?
You see Avatar?
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight,
yeah,
and tomorrow.
Safe, guys.
Be careful.
Right before.
Be careful.
Right.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
He's sending a lot of clear messages without saying much, right?
I'm open-minded.
You know, whether it's cleaning out, you know, a suite, you know, selling a home or whatever.
Yeah, a little backup from someone who knows the man.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
No, I'm just saying that's what's being reported, right? I mean, you see it. I mean, it's, things are happening.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
The Navy is looking into dozens of videos on Pornhub.
The porn site XArt.
Where service members have reportedly been recorded through peepholes.
You're also looking into dozens of videos on Pornhub.
I am, but with a different hashtag.
This clown fetish had me rattled all weekend.
I know. You're welcome.
What?
It's better than horror porn.
It is scary.
She has a clown Pornhub fetish thing.
Whatever, don't judge.
Now we finally know what CSI stands for. Clown Sex Initiative.
Hey!
Hey-o, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Joined by...
They jell of us us!
Wiggy.
Jer, Maine is too difficult to say, so
it
they
really
either
isn't.
Say Jer,
it really isn't.
Rome, or Jer...
Majesty.
I keep going back to what Jeremy Wiggins said.
Is Jermaine that hard to say?
No, I don't.
No, she just misspoke.
Jeremy spoke good.
All day today.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
Yeah. You want to censor everybody? I mean, nobody can say how they feel. Cancel culture.
We had Curtis back in here. I never thought I'd say that.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
Bitchy, some of those jokes are falling over like a red balloon.
They can't all be winners. Just ask your mom and your dad.
Hey!
Oh. Where the f*** are they all?
How about this pile of nuts?
If you're a guy and you don't have enough energy,
all the fields.
Cover it.
Just want to say hi, Brent.
Yeah, good.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Everyone, hello, Jeremy.
Hello, Craig.
What's going on?
You know, another day, another beautiful day.
Another chance for you to claim that everything that happens in the world happens because of race.
I don't, no, you see race. I don't see race.
Oh, you don't see any race?
No,
what?
Oh, no.
I mean,
y'all make it race.
You were on the show for 5 minutes yesterday before you got into
No, I just said something. I mean, you decided to turn it into race, not me.
Okay, that's me. That's on me.
Is this irony?
What?
No,
the definition of this commentary?
Yes, I think it is.
I just say something, then all of a sudden, oh, my God. It says the color. No. I just gave an observation on what I think I saw.
All right. Well, Wiggy's here. Ken is here. Yep. Danielle is here.
Hello.
Curtis is still out recharging his batteries. Is he having plastic surgery? Is he having
I hope so.
Is he having some kind of a monumental plastic surgery procedure?
I hope it's like five meals a day. I don't know.
Is it going to be back this week or next week? When are we going to?
It's open-ended. He told me. I'm not sure.
Open-ended?
Yeah.
Is he going to make it to our live broadcast in Fort Myers for spring training? Or are we going to have to do that without Curtis?
Might have to take Stiz.
I bet he'll be back. The way these things work, somebody comes right back. They come back right before the trip, like on the day before you leave to go to Florida.
Yeah,
that's the way it works.
Because it's Florida and it's nice down there.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We got an exciting 4 or 5 days of live broadcast from spring training.
Hot all stove sorts talk. Of baseball.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
You're
oh,
excited.
You're all over that one.
Yeah, a lot of exciting baseball talk. I can't wait.
You better don't mock this.
I'm not mocking it. I know you're Mr. Baseball. I'm looking forward to it, actually. I'm looking forward to it.
You better hope Mookie gets traded before then so he gives you something to talk about.
Yeah,
Greg
right.
is really excited for Truck Day on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. When is Truck Day,
Monday.
By the way? Oh, it's Monday? Are we going to go live to Truck Day? Are we going to send Stanley Stiz Grimey over there?
Absolutely.
Cover Truck Day? All right. Well, anyway, we got a lot happening on the show this morning. If you would like to call at any point and you would like to be a part of what is happening, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text at any point during the show on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up this hour at 6:45, we will present you with the dumbest of the day from yesterday, and we will be joined this morning at 7 by Boomer Esiason, who is back to work after feeling a little bit ill. Is that correct, Ken? So Boomer at 7?
Yeah, he called out yesterday, and I thought he was going to be out today. His producer said doesn't look good, but okay. I guess he muscled through.
All wow. right, good. Well, we'll find out.
I'm like Curtis.
Boomer! Yeah, Boomer doesn't need the or he only needs a 1 day recharge on the batteries, not a 2 week recharge. All right, so that is what is coming up this morning. Right now, though, we got to get to this.
This is the League.
Help yourself, Ken. You're maintaining that is the greatest American rock band ever, The Doors.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. And it's about L.A. Quick aside, is that the best song ever written about the city of Los Angeles?
What about I Love L.A. by Randy Newman? I mean, that doesn't get an honorable mention, at least.
Welcome to the Jungle might be about L.A. I'm actually not sure. Guns N' Roses wrote that about L.A. But anyway, L.A. is in the news because Jay Glazer had the biggest report of opening week at the Super Bowl, and this was with the Colin Cowherd yesterday.
Charges moved on from Philip Rivers. Brady has a choice where he's going to want to go.
That little quick blurb, they've moved on from Philip Rivers. Now, Lock and Four, I think, had said this a couple months ago, but nobody believed them.
Uh-huh.
People believe Jay Glazer. So Rivers is gone. He is, in fact, he's moved his entire family to Florida, like all 12 kids or whatever he's got.
Did they clean the luxury suite out?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I'm waiting for you to report
that.
Didn't
we kind of know that when he moved to Florida?
Yeah.
I mean, when he sent Mortensen and Schefter a text basically saying, I'm moving to Florida. Yeah. Why would he know that he's only got a couple years left and decide to move his family to Florida?
Did he move all 18 of his kids? Or
I believe
half
so.
Of them, half of them stay there in California.
Good question. Maybe Brady's adopted a couple. Because Tom Brady is headed to the City of Angels. Let me tell you, the open checkbook is going to be coming. They need a quarterback. I mean, this is huge. You got to admit, they had Rivers there since 2004.
Yeah.
Moving on for what? We know what. Tom Brady.
The experts always say, that the ones that aren't really experts, that would be the perfect landing spot because he gets to go back home. That Tom Brady gets to go back to the Bay Area or whatever.
And he trains there in Southern California.
Yes.
And it's the second biggest city in America for the TB12 method. That is going to be a key launching pad for his next endeavor.
It's a good landing spot when you look at, you're trying to figure out where could he potentially land? You start to look at some of the guys that they have on offense at the wide receiver position. You're like, okay, seems like a good land. He's from California.
Yeah.
But that's like stating the obvious, right? It's now we heard reports that his wife's not a big fan of California. Now they're in the Connecticut house.
There is no house in Connecticut.
There's no house in
Connecticut. Haven't you heard Tom E. Curran?
Right.
There's no house in Connecticut. We know that for a fact, Wiggy.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Okay, so if they...
And by the way, Life and Style magazine disputes that Giselle doesn't like L.A. She finds it tacky here in New England. Don't forget.
Right. She finds us tacky,
yeah.
Mrs. Brady.
No.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
All right, Ken. So you think that this has legs?
Big report.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Now, I've been seeing it all over. We all know that sad day of the loss of Kobe Bryant on Sunday. And I think it's time for the NBA to step up right now. And his number 24 should be retired and put in everybody's rafters all across the NBA. I think
every team?
Every team. he meant so much to basketball when you look at what he was able to do on the court as a player. I mean, some of the stuff that he was doing off the court, the touch that he had on girls basketball, just basketball in general. I would say this number should be retired in all of basketball.
We
college, if you want to throw college in there, throw college in there.
We talked a little bit about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to precedent, would you say that he accomplished the same thing for basketball that Jackie Robinson accomplished for baseball?
Well, no, that was more of the color barrier, right? So we know Jackie Robinson, you know, opened the door for black athletes. But when you look at what he was able to do, I think, he's the only guy that you can say got the baton from the greatest basketball player ever in Michael Jordan and then handed it to arguably the second greatest basketball player in LeBron James and competed against both of them when they were in their prime. So when you look at what he meant and just look at how his reach has just been able to touch basketball all over all levels. You see, you know, the girls at the Oregon basketball team. I mean, the Connecticut basketball team, female basketball team, the NBA, everything that's going on. The game was canceled tonight between the Lakers and the Clippers. I don't know if there's another basketball player where if they were to pass away, would have this, their impact would be felt as hard, I think, as Kobe Bryant has.
Now, the Mavericks did officially retire it last night, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. All right, Danielle, what do you got for a lead?
Well, Wiggy mentioned Kobe Bryant, and Planters has suspended their online ad campaign of Mr. Peanut's death, which we discussed last week on the show. If you haven't seen the spot, Mr. Peanut dies in a fiery crash when his peanut van goes off the side of a mountain. So they are suspending all of those online ads right now in the wake of Kobe's death, just because of the similarity with the helicopter crash. They do, as of right now, still plan to run the Super Bowl ad.
Well, I'm confused. Is Mr. Peanut still alive, or has Mr. Peanut passed on?
I guess you'll have to watch the Super Bowl to find out.
So what good is it to suspend it now and then play it?
I don't know. Maybe the time thing. Maybe as we discussed yesterday, you know, don't bring up the rape allegations within the first 48 hours following the death. Maybe Planters is trying to take that same road with the ad campaign. I don't know what the impetus is for this.
That seems a little bit odd. A new study confirms what many of us who are men have been saying for a long time, Danielle, and that is we take work more seriously than you ladies
do. Get out of here. I'll see why you get paid more.
The study by Total Jobs in England found that men are twice as emotional at work as women are.
Oh, and we're the emotional ones you always accuse.
We are more likely to allow work to affect our general mood.
I'm a man!
So you don't know how to separate.
Wow.
Gotcha.
We are also more likely to rage quit.
Oh, I think we saw that on the old show on WAAF once.
Yes, we had a former producer named Spaz who rage quit several
times. Oh, I never knew that. He walked out?
Yeah, not long wrong with a good rage quit.
Wrong?
I believe we had a former sports director who also rage quit on the afternoon show at WAAF a few months ago.
That wasn't rage.
That was a whole other thing.
But he was more emotional.
I'm saying goodbye.
Come on.
Oh, that makes me so sad when I hear an emotional week already. All right, so men, you take more seriously than your female counterparts. You take work more seriously.
Okay.
So that's the news this morning. All right, if you want to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or if you prefer to text, you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Boomer Esiason will join us at 7. Before that, at 6:45, we will get to the dumbest of the day. But coming up next, what one Florida man filled his girlfriend's car with so she would just leave him alone.
So many options.
I doubt it worked.
Was it a bag of D's?
I doubt it worked, but we'll get to that coming up next.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Technology decisions are not black and white. Think red. RedRiver.com. Learn more. Proud sponsors of the Skate Pod. Another one coming this Thursday. Did you watch Media Night last night, Wiggy? Were you up watching
a little
Jimmy
bit.
G at the podium?
A little bit. It was on, what was it? Yeah, I couldn't FS1 or something like that?
Fox and NFL Network had the dueling, yeah,
telecasts. I can relate, by the way, to Andy Reid, where the bigger you get, the less options you have when it comes to shirts that you can wear.
Everybody wore white but him. What was he doing?
Well, white is not slimming.
It's the Tommy Bahama. If you're an old fat guy, yes, the only choice is Tommy Bahama.
Well, he's got to go to DXL, man. They got a lot of nice choices over there.
Oh, they do? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Speaking of Andy Reid, he's actually, Patriots fans were loving this quote from Reid at the podium last night.
Listen, nobody does it better than Bill. I mean, he's proven it over and over. So, no, they'll be back. I mean, they'll be back strong. So all the people in New England, relax. I mean, you got a great coach, and they'll be back strong next year. And it's great competition. It's great competition for the Kansas City Chiefs. We love playing them because of that. We've won some, we've lost some, but it's great for the National Football League.
I mean, lickety lick. What's that all about? Kind of curry favorite, Bill. Unbelievable. Now, Jimmy G was asked by Michael Irvin about his relationship with Brady, and they talked recently. Here's what Jimmy G said.
Right now, buddy. Talk to us. Has Tom Brady reached out to you and given you any kind of advice about this week?
Yeah. He shot me a text, just, good luck and everything like that. And, you know, it's just go handle business. You know, it wasn't too complicated or anything. Just, you know, go win.
Jimmy replied, new phone, who dis?
Sick burn.
Do you think those guys hate each other? I don't know.
I don't think they do. No. That's nonsense. No. Of course they like each other.
Yeah, and I could see Tom reaching out to him and saying, hey, good luck.
You know, although they're both men, so they get more emotional about work.
Very good point. And Joe Montana, this interview is going to air on NFL Network Sunday with Michael Silver, but he has advised Tom Brady to not leave New England if he doesn't have to. A little qualifier there, if he doesn't have to. Red Sox reportedly will not hire a manager this week, per MLB.com's Mark Feinsand. They are, however, Hillman, in the thick of the interview process, so they've got that going. And Jim Bowden of ESPN says the DH may be coming for the National League as soon as 2021. So you want some hot stove baseball talk? There you go.
Yeah.
DH in the NL, yay or nay?
Oh, very exciting.
It's exciting stuff.
I love it.
What I found out is the DH actually slows the game down. Right? And I had said they should do away with the DH and do away with pitches hitting. So just eight guys hitting, speed the game up.
There you go. Okay. Wiggy is a game changer. Celtics back at it tonight, 7:30 tip with the Heat. And Gordon Hayward in the news with Kobe Bryant stuff. People are looking back to that final 60-point performance Kobe had. He hit it on a free throw late, and Hayward intentionally, it appears, stepped over had a lane violation in case he missed it, that he would get another crack at it. Hayward is denying that that happened, but people were praising Gordon on social media for that. Interesting little subplot to all the terrible Kobe Bryant news. Ben Volland, by the way, coming up at 8:30 as well, Hillman. The thing that may get people going against Volland the most, he has Brady ranked fourth among free agent quarterbacks behind Dak Prescott, Drew Brees, and Ryan Tannehill. You got to ask Volland about this coming up at 8:30. Unbelievable.
He's got Tannehill in front of
him. Tannehill ahead of Brady.
Well, you know what he's going to do? He's going to do what everybody did with Tannehill this year. Go look at the year he had. Go look at his quarterback rating. Was it not better than Brady's? Blah, 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 blah. And that's what he's going to do.
All right, so Trollin' Volland is going to join us from the Super Bowl at 8:30.
Correct. All right. It's the Greg Hill Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Look at me, I'm a boss like my rose. Shorty at me for a check, I told her, like, no way. Cause I made it from the bottom, it was never no way. And I never had a job, you know I had to sell, yeah. I'm a boss, I'm a boss. I call a shot. I'm with the murder team. Call a cop. We in the building, y'all are not. You sure on the paper, you gon' ball or not.
Well, I wanted to talk about the dude in Florida and what he did to his girlfriend's car because she wouldn't leave him alone. But Wiggy's lead at the start of the show has all of the texters hot and bothered this morning. So I might as well address that first, Jeremy.
You got it, Frank.
So Wiggy's lead was that the NBA must retire Kobe's number 24 immediately. And this texter, 781 texter, says Wiggy with a massive knee-jerk reaction on Kobe right off the bat this morning. I mean, I don't know. Are you knee-jerking?
No, I'm just looking at what he meant to the world of basketball, right? When you think about Kobe Bryant as a basketball player, now I was no huge Kobe Bryant fan as a basketball player because he was he was a Laker.
He was a Laker. You couldn't stand him.
Yeah, I mean, but I respected what he did on the court. When he came into the league and he started playing, everybody instantly said, uh-oh, is this the guy that's going to take the mantle from Michael Jordan as far as being the greatest basketball player to ever live? Now, ultimately, he didn't do that, but he was that guy who was being compared to Michael and potentially doing that. And then what he ultimately, like I said, what he did is he took the baton from Jordan, controlled the league, and then handed it over to LeBron.
And but, you know, he is a generation's Jordan. Like, for
yes.
So my son, right, Brees?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
20 years old. Kobe is, he named his dog Kobe.
Right.
He did.
Kobe's, that's their Jordan.
Right. And
but but then again, Wiggy, there's a 617 texter who says, Jeremy is smoking dope this morning. If the NBA didn't retire 23, then they can't retire 24.
Well, I think that with the number 23, it's Jordan still with us, right? And so when you look at it, you go, if Jordan was to, you know, knock on wood, tragically pass away, you don't think there would be a push to the NBA to say the number 23 should be retired in all buildings?
Well, I don't know. Would you do that with Bill Russell?
No, but I think that there's only a handful of players that you might do it with.
Bill Russell isn't in that conversation if you're going to start retiring numbers by legendary basketball players who've affected the game.
I don't know if he's in that category, but I think there's only a small handful of players, and I think Kobe is in that category. Is Bill Russell in that category? I don't, maybe for, like you said, some of the old time fans, but for a huge generation that is still here and still with us, Kobe Bryant is that guy. There's a lot of Bill Russell fans that are no longer with us, you know, my grandfather included. So they don't, some of this generation might not really know the impact that Bill Russell had.
But don't you have to break down some barriers of some kind, like Clemente or Jackie Robinson?
No, because I think
Kobe was great. But
I think then you're putting it to somebody breaking barriers of whether it's race or, you know.
Like Carly Lloyd, when she gets in the NFL, her jersey will be retired.
Oh, God, Ken, stop it.
Stop pandering.
But when you look at the, like you said, for your son, there is a generation that looks at Kobe Bryant as far as a barrier breaker
yes.
into well, what he was able to do. And if you want,
there's an entire generation that throws something in the trash at work mm-hmm. and says Kobe for three.
Right.
I mean, there's an entire generation that does that.
And if you want to say, and now he's not, he probably would have been, but a barrier breaker, he was a guy that was really shining a light on women's basketball. You think about the WNBA and how long it's been around. Kobe Bryant was the guy that was saying, hey, listen, look at these women basketball players, not just in the WNBA, but in college. So, I think he was one of the you didn't see that with any other professional male basketball athletes.
Yeah.
And I think that's, was pretty significant for what he was trying to do. And ultimately, he wasn't able to do as much as he probably would have did because his life was cut short. But when you think about him as a player, he deserves that honor.
This is Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, everybody. How are we today?
Good morning,
what's
Jeff.
Up? What's up?
Good morning, Deirdre. Jeremy, how are you?
How you doing?
So, listen, how come the NFL didn't retire Tillman's number? Well, he's a real hero.
Great question.
Because I don't think Tillman wasn't on the level of a super, super star when he played.
But what he did.
No, I understand that.
Is it maybe more impressive. If you're going to look at the body of work.
As far as him as a person, yes. I would agree with you that. I would agree with you on that one.
But as a player, you're
but
saying
as a
it's
player,
not the level.
Yeah, as a player, I'm looking at it. If, you know. I don't. If something would happen to Brady, right? I think that would be a something.
Jeez,
do you know about the jinx, Jermaine? Jeremy?
No, but I'm just trying to put Kobe the comparison to Kobe Bryant as a player on the field.
Yeah,
there's not many in his category when you think about he was an icon on the basketball court, and he also played in, a huge market with the Lakers, one of the, iconic franchises. So that element plays into it.
This is Manny. Hello, Manny.
If anybody's number should be retired, it should be Michael Jordan, just simply because of the sneakers. He made the game more popular. And Wiggy,
yo,
this generation isn't more important than the last generation, okay? You're talking about a game changer throughout the world. He's a global icon.
Who's that, Jordan?
Everybody knows that Jordan symbol.
Yeah,
everybody
knows that. But I'm not arguing you about Jordan. I said Jordan's
okay,
number
so
should
you
be.
Know what are you going to do? Are you going to retire every single
No, time? I didn't say everybody, Manny. Listen, I said there's a handful of guys that fall into the category. There are just a handful of athletes that, you know, when somebody passes away tragically, right, at a young age, these are things that you start to think about, right? And you start to go, okay, you know, how can we honor this guy, what he meant to his sport, what he meant to, what he was able to do? And I think that would be good, you know, when you think about what Kobe Bryant is, to see that number 24 in the rafters the same way if it was Jordan.
Wiggy's really backing up your lead this morning, Greg, from 6 o'clock with all this emotion.
Men get very more emotional at work than women do. Yes. That was my lead this morning, is the new study that reveals that men care more about work than you ladies do.
I think you're misinterpreting what they
result. No, I'm not.
No, they're more emotional at work. It doesn't mean they care.
No.
Because when we get more emotional, you call us nuts. You don't say we care more. So, nice pivot.
Well,
ain't going to work, guy.
No, I'm just telling you, men are more passionate about work than women are.
Oh,
we
my
get
God.
More. We,
if it weren't HR preventive, I would like strike you right now.
Wow, you can't threaten somebody. See, you women, you go right to
Jeez.
Threatening us.
See, now, now I'm getting emotional, but there's no credit.
But when
Wiggy,
a woman,
I get no credit.
When a woman gets emotional, she always automatically turns into threatening.
When a woman gets emotional, you better run.
I mean, here's a text that says essentially nobody wears, in the NHL, nobody wears 99 because
yes.
of Gretzky.
Right.
It's not officially retired.
Right, but.
So maybe. In this case, there will be teams. I mean, the Mavericks
yes.
retired 24 last night. So.
Yeah, but why not eight? Like, don't you have to retire both?
Or? No, yeah. I don't think you do.
No,
because
I don't think so.
No, he switched. Somebody was asking me this last night. By the way, I saw an incredible Bruce Springsteen cover band last night called Tramps Like Us.
Oh.
They were at City Winery. They were so good. But somebody was asking me why he made the switch from 8 to 24. And was it to get a fresh start, essentially?
So it was a couple different reasons. When he started, neither of his high school numbers, 24 or 33, were available in the league. And so he decided to pick 8 to kind of plant his foot and get started. 33 was obviously retired because of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Mm-hmm. So later on, when I think Shaq was traded, he switched to 24 to get the fresh start after
like
the sexual assault thing.
Okay.
And he had also, the way he got to jersey number 8 was he had added the 1-4 and the 3 together from his Adidas ABC D-Camp jersey number.
Oh, okay.
There's a whole backstory. Okay. Yeah, there's a whole thing.
Unlike me, he was good at math.
Correct. That's why you had double
good.
Zero.
I'm not.
You didn't have to add anything.
Let's see. This is Matt. Hello, Matt.
How you doing?
What's up, Matt?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
So, real quick, Wiggy, you are 100% right about Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant, listen, I was born in 1990, so I have a little bit of Jordan, but I have all of Kobe. Like, Kobe, he transcended the game in so many ways. He touched China. He did everything that Jordan did, but just better. He was that guy on the court. Like Jordan, when Jordan was at his height, the man he respected was Kobe Bryant. Like you did that is in the circumstances of how he passed. Like if Jordan, like you said, dies today, that number is retired for
right.
sure. No questions asked.
Right. And I think there's only a handful of people that when you think about what they were able to do, you know, globally. Now, Bill Russell was an amazing ambassador, especially for his time. But just because of social media and the world we live in, the reach of today's athlete is much further than the reach of the athlete back then. It's just the way it is because of you have so many ways to see these athletes. Right. And so I
but
think
meanwhile, Bill Russell stood up to, you know,
no,
and sadly it was in this city.
Oh, it was the civil rights movement.
Stood up to racism.
Right. And no, and I would never discredit that. And I think he was one of those pioneers when you talk about race and athletes. And now it's different for athletes today than it is from back then. So they don't really have that. You know, they don't have to stand up so much to race because, you know, we live in a world that, you know, most people not racist, and, you know,
right.
color's not a huge issue.
Right. Well, we still got these people who are calling you Jeremy instead of Jermaine, mm-hmm. and we learned about that
there's
last
still,
week.
Like I said, there's still a pocket of people.
I'm just going back to what Jeremy Wiggins said.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Jay? Okay,
you're absolutely out of your mind. I mean, to go through the length of retiring his number across the board, I mean, look what Jackie Robinson had to do and deal with. Out of all the four major sports, who's the only one who has a number retired throughout the whole league?
Well, we know Jack. We know Jack. And for the most part, it is Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
Right? No one wears 99. And
it's not officially retired.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, let's...
Symbolically.
Like, symbolically, good point. And you can't... I understand the Jackie Robinson color barrier because of the time and the era that he was in. Kobe's in a time and an era in a different way, but that doesn't mean his touch as far as, like you said, for kids your son's age, he has a different type of touch in their life.
But as a great basketball player, of which there have been many. So,
I don't know, to his status, though. There's only been a handful.
I like the handful.
Yeah, a handful of guys that are at that Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, LeBron James status.
Yeah. This is Paul from Quincy on Bill Russell. Yes, Paul.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey, what's up?
I wanted to comment on what Jedediah Wiggins said.
Yes.
Yeah, it's we all forget as time passes, you know, things fade from memory and you forget. And you know, everything's generational. And that's why it's like our responsibility. Like Bobby Orr, I'm old enough to remember. Was it Bobby Orr, Greg? I was thinking about this while I was on hold. Was it Bobby Orr who started out behind his own net and went through an entire hockey team and scored a goal?
Yes.
Was that him? Yeah. Yes. You got to go back. Muhammad Ali. In case you forgot, go back and watch Muhammad Ali's first fight against Sonny Liston. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. It looks like Sonny Liston is fighting smoke or fighting water the way Muhammad Ali moved. And in case you forgot what Bill Russell could do, watch him defend against arguably the best pure scorer in the history of basketball, Will Chamberlain. He gave him fits. It's amazing to watch.
I would say this texter, I think, may have nailed it, Wiggy, where they say that they would retire Jordan's number 100 out of 100 times before Kobe. And why does it matter that Kobe passed away prematurely? It happens. Now, I mean, they're being somewhat, I guess, unsympathetic.
I would agree with you, retire Jordan's number 100 out of 100
but you're
times.
There's going to be no numbers left. You're retiring everybody's number.
But that's a small group of people that you can say would be in that class, right? Would sit at that table. It's not a large group of people that you would go, okay, here's a guy, Jordan? I would say Jordan.
Bill Russell?
You know, you could make that argument, but I would say this about those guys. They didn't, you know, Bill Russell was 6'10", and Wilt Chamberlain was 7 feet, and everybody else was 6'4". You know, and not that I'm not taking anything away from him as a basketball player.
Bill Russell won 11, what do you win, 11 titles?
Right.
Kobe won 5.
But it was a different era of basketball. Think about that. If you go back and watch the Celtics have a... there was a really good documentary about just the evolution of basketball, and it showed the Celtics era. And listen, I didn't grow up in that era. My grandfather did, so I got to hear a lot of the Bill Russell stories and that kind of thing. But the players were different. There weren't many. Look, you now look across the league, there are 7-footers all over the place. It was a different era, and you know, you kind of look at that a little bit and go, okay, his challenge was Wilt Chamberlain.
No, I'm in favor of the logo change. I think that makes more sense because that would relate to guys currently in the league more than Jerry West, who's
so
the current
NBA logo.
Logo
silhouette is
Jerry West.
Jerry West, right? That's who it's based on.
I mean, none of these players know who Jerry West is anymore. But Kobe would, and probably a lot of them want to wear Kobe's jersey to honor him. Wouldn't they want to wear 24? That'd be like a sign of respect around the league.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway. That was Wiggy's lead this morning at 6. The NBA must retire Kobe's number 24 immediately. We'll talk more on that later. We are going to get to the dumbest of the day from yesterday coming up next. And then we will be joined at 7 by Boomer Esiason, and we'll talk about Super Bowl media night last night and the report that was Ken's lead that Tom Brady is going to be the next quarterback of the LA Chargers. All of that coming up on today's Greg Hill Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry.
Dexter writes that they don't know who is pandering worse this morning, Wiggy or Planters Peanuts.
Oh, God.
Danielle had that as her lead this morning at the start of the show at 6, which is that Planters has suspended their Mr. Peanut Dies ad campaign out of respect for what happened with Kobe Bryant. However, they are still going to run the Mr. Planters Dies ad during the Super Bowl on Sunday. So
I think in this case it's just time decay. That by the time the Super Bowl gets here on Sunday, it'll be fine to play the ad. They just don't want to play. This is their mindset.
No, their mindset is, how can we milk this campaign to get more publicity? Right. I'm sorry, but they're trying to get everybody to talk about how they suspended the ad campaign out of respect for Kobe Bryant's family or whatever. Either go with it or pull it.
Did the peanut die in a copter crash?
I don't know.
It was a fiery van crash off a mountainside, so close.
Not close.
It was a van instead of a helicopter.
Mr. Peanut is plummeting down off the side of the cliff.
I understand, but he became a roasted peanut. Okay, then don't run. Then don't run the thing on Sunday at the Super Bowl. Mm. But you already spent millions on it, so right. that's why.
Then just go with it. You know what I mean? Then just go with it and don't even make mention of it. Because either way, people are going to say something.
Well, Wiggy's lead this morning was that the NBA must retire Kobe's number 24 immediately. And some are bothered by that, Wiggy. They say you are knee-jerk reacting, overreacting. However, I think Junior agrees with you. Hello, Junior.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Junior?
Good morning.
Hey,
Wiggy. Yo. Wiggy. You're right. Listen, I'm gonna please give me a little time to speak, and I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I had to say something. RIP to Kobe Bryant. I love you guys. I love you, man. He changed my life. I'm pretty sure his death is not in vain. About my background, I'm Haitian, born and raised in Haiti. I grew up watching him playing. And Wiggy, every time when they called you, they said you're wrong. Ask them one question.
Yep.
If they play basketball.
If they play basketball. Okay.
Or
all right.
If not, then ask them if they really active or play sports. And because Kobe Bryant is a guy like mentally, he's strong. I learned from him. And there's a couple other guys. Tom Brady, mentally strong. They don't care. They follow the heart, and what they love to do, they stick with it. They don't care what people think about them. And I remember, 2001, I'm an Allen Iverson fan too. He killed me. And then Boston, when I came here, Boston win the championship against LA. Uh-huh. And you know what he said? I will be back.
Yes.
He said,
yes.
I will be back.
Yes.
If the guy is really believing him, listen, you're right, Wiggy. My goodness, man. It's the way he died, guys. It's the way he died with his daughter.
Yes.
And I remember, back in the day, he was trying to talk, to say, hey, about the rape thing, everything. A guy tried to change his life. You learn from a mistake, but they still want to
punish him.
No.
It's a world we live in. We don't know what's going on. It's like, instead, like, embrace love. Love yourself. Love what you love to do. You know what I mean? It's like a society nowadays. Like, when I grew up, like, the media wasn't like that. Like, now people don't want to say anything in front of you. You just go to the media and tweet everything, man. You see, sports changed my life.
Junior,
sports,
I thank
you. Strong mentally.
Junior, thank you. Thank you. Very heartfelt.
Junior's very passionate. Right.
Very
but think about this, right? Now,
love it.
Now, think about this. I watched this documentary, What's My Name, the Ali documentary. I think it was on Showtime or HBO. Amazing. And he was able to touch people's lives in a different way, right? When he was going through everything that he was going through during that era, Kobe was able to touch people's lives in this era we live in. So it's not, maybe we don't live in the civil rights movement, but he's able to touch people's lives in another way. And there are not many athletes that have that type of reach. And I think Kobe had that type of reach because he was so global as a player during his career and after his career. Because some of the great players, when they're done, they just kind of disappear. And then there are other guys that they're still out there and they still have this massive and positive reach and they're still part of the game. And I think Kobe Bryant was one of those players.
Do you think that there's any chance you feel the way you do because of the tragic circumstance in which he died, that he was with his 13-year-old daughter, and that maybe you're
that's not part of it for me. I would feel this way for Kobe. And
did you feel this way before he passed away, that his number should be retired because he affected the game that much?
What you mean, before the tragedy?
Yes, like, yes.
I think he was one of those guys. There's a handful. I would say Jordan, Kobe was in. When you think about basketball, as a basketball fan, I go, wow. And I would say, if you know, Magic Johnson, he was a guy that I felt like, you know, I would put Kobe's number before Magic's.
I think if he died from a heart attack or some sort of natural cause, I don't think the charge to retire the number would be nearly as strong. No.
No.
Probably. I mean, that's probably not. But isn't that, you know, that's kind of what you look when something tragic happens to a player and they're young, you start to, you know, look at this guy and go, okay, what's the best way to honor him or symbolize what he meant to the game?
All right. Wiggy says NBA must retire Kobe's number 24 immediately. That is surprisingly not the dumbest of the day on this show, but we got to get to it.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
Well, every day on this show, we assemble the most idiotic things that are said all around us over that 24-hour period, and we select for you what was the dumbest of the day from the previous day. And, Ken, what was the dumbest of the day yesterday?
Well, Kareem Hunt has stepped to the front of the line. He was on dash cam footage last week, arrested in a Cleveland suburb. He could be playing in the Super Bowl this week if he had not kicked a woman who was on the ground and got released by the Chiefs a couple years ago. So this guy's had quite a run. But here's a minute exchange between he and the police officer who arrested him. They found an open case of vodka in the car and weed as well.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write you a traffic ticket, then I'll just seize this stuff, okay?
All right.
Fair enough?
Fair enough.
I'm not going to write you a weed ticket either.
Thank you. I appreciate everything.
Don't lie next time.
I won't. And I will be...
All right.
I will never do this again.
So if I were to write you this ticket for... If I were to write you a ticket for a weed... And you just paid the ticket, how would that work?
Oh, I would be tested right away. I would be, yeah.
Would you fail the test? You see, I mean, so.
I said, learn, yes, like, sir. You're right.
I mean, like, dude, I'm like one of the hugest Browns fans ever, right? Born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. And it's frustrating to watch the Browns every single year.
Bro, I try to turn around. Me too. I've been with you my whole life, and I'm...
But, like, this is not the way to do it, dude.
You know what happened to me? Should be playing for a freaking Super Bowl, man. No, dude.
I just,
bro, it hurts.
I was just thinking about that.
It hurts my soul. Like, you don't even understand. I've been fighting a lot of shit lately, man. It still hurts me to this day. I love Cleveland, love the Browns, but you don't understand. I'm just the worst person in the world sometimes, like, I guess. And I don't even do nothing.
Is the dumbest of the day Kareem Hunt or the cop who let him go because he was a Browns fan? What's the... Wow.
Well, I think the dumbest part of it is him admitting he'd fail a drug test and this knowing this audio would be released at some point.
Was he? Did he give him like a failed sobriety test? Or was he?
No, he's a Browns fan.
Let him go.
He said to let him go. Say, go ahead.
And Kareem Hunt did grow up in Cleveland. I actually didn't know that. He grew up in the suburbs and went to Toledo for college.
I mean, what?
Well, you better be thanking his lucky stars because he dodged a bullet on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe not now.
We don't want to retire his number or anything, right?
Not at that level. Maybe in Cleveland they do, but.
All right. Anything happened to the cop when that came out? Suspended?
This is still developing.
Probably suspended with pay, assume, right?
Actually, the spokesperson for the PD called the officer's actions, quote, appropriate. So I guess nothing will happen.
Appropriate.
Really?
Right. Well, I don't know what the like I said, what is the... what do they do if they find an open container? What did they mean? Was he drinking out of it? Did they give him a failed sobriety test?
No, somebody threw it into his vehicle as he drove by. It wasn't his fault.
It was like that lady in, I think it was Florida, that tried to say the bag of Coke blew into her car.
Yes, exactly.
But if you had a, like, think about it. If you had a, you went to somebody's house and they gave you the bottle of vodka that was already open,
right?
And technically, you can't transport it.
I like where
is that where it is? You can't.
In Massachusetts, if you go to a restaurant, you don't finish a bottle of wine, you can bring it home, but they have to put it in a sealed bag with a receipt so that you don't get the open container violation.
That is the dumbest of the day today. Coming up next, Boomer Esiason, back from being ill. Ooh. He will join us, and we'll talk about media night last night at the Super Bowl and Jay Glazer's report that the Chargers are definitely done with Philip Rivers, and is that where Tom Brady will land?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.